We had been working in the quarries. We were starting to get familiar with how the bones were situated. And one of the students that was with the College of Eastern Utah yelled over to me, Jim, you should come over and look at this. It looks a little different. And I'm looking down at it, and I realize that there's a little groove on the surface. And I hold my head down low and realize, boy, this is real thin. It looks like the groove you see inside of a claw, but it's really thin. And I thought to myself, Deinonychus, terrible claw from the early Cretaceous. This is good, one of my favorite dinosaurs. I said, this is twice as big as Deinonychus.
Scientists had just unearthed the remains of a giant raptor, one that was over 12 times as heavy as its next largest relative. They named the beast Utah Raptor.
Very soon after beginning to excavate the Gastonia bones, we uncovered a claw approximately 8 inches in length, and through analysis of other specimens, it was determined that this was a gigantic dromaeosaur, which is the family of dinosaurs that Velociraptor and Deinonychus and things like that belong to. And so this was very exciting because it was the largest dromaeosaur known, and not only was it larger than anything known, but it was several times larger than anything previously seen.
The Utah Raptor preceded the Velociraptor by tens of millions of years. This was clearly an early version of the smaller, faster raptors to come.
When Utahraptor was found, it was pretty significant because up until that point, the largest of the raptor dinosaurs found was Deinonychus, which was about the size of a timber wolf. And here comes one with similar sort of anatomy, but bigger than a bear, or at least the size of a big grizzly or a big polar bear, a truly monstrous-sized raptor dinosaur.
I think someone gave a really good explanation of what Utah Raptor was. Utah Raptor was Velociraptor on steroids. Here's the pumped up raptor. This is the biggest raptor we found so far, and it was probably the nastiest as well.